Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class is recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on July 1st, 2015. In this class, we focused on general restorative poses for the shoulders, spine, and hips. Props you'll need for this class are your yoga block and maybe an extra blanket for support. Okay. Let's go ahead and start in child's pose today. So you can just go ahead and bring yourself there right away. And if you want, you can also use your yoga block to set your head on if you want your head a little bit higher or you want to have a little bit longer spine instead of as much of a rounded spine. So that's something you can try out, see if you like it. If you don't, you don't have to do it. And then giving yourself this opportunity to start to breathe into your back body. So taking a big breath in, breathing that out. And another inhale and exhalation. And say hello to your hips when you breathe. So letting your breath really pull into the belly, and that will help expand through the pelvis. Invite your awareness to notice the subtleties of how the breath affects the body today. And then from a more energetic place, I want you to just allow your body to melt into the floor and to imagine that that floor is pressing up into you to support you. So it actually is, if we are thinking of how atoms work and how they move around and they resonate, that they're bumping against each other. So even though we don't see that with our eyes, that action is happening even in solid surfaces that we see as solid. So you're feeling that support for yourself, that those little atoms underneath your body are pushing up against your body to support you.
And we'll take one more breath in here, breathing that out. And then on your next inhale, coming up onto your hands and your knees. And if you had the block underneath your head, you can just move it off to the side. And we'll start doing some cat-cow motions. Now just making sure that anytime you have your hands flat on the floor, that you're spreading your fingers wide, your palms are nice and flat, and the elbows are straight. And then you can start this on your own, taking your next exhale to round through your spine, looking back at your belly button. Taking your inhale to drop your belly down, open up through your heart and look forward. Exhale to round the spine. Inhale to arch and open it up. Good. Doing that a couple more times. See if you can articulate through your whole spine and you can move that on your own back and forth. Very nice. And I would say that a lot of you guys are really good at pushing the behind the heart space up, but I want you to think of pushing a little bit further down the back, so kind of more right there. And I'm just going to touch everybody so you can sort of feel where that is. So when you push up, go ahead and push up from right here. Yes, there, instead of here. Do you feel that difference? Yeah, so right up in here. So it's kind of more where everyone's bra strap tends to be, yeah? So down a little bit lower. And do that a couple more times. The reason I want you to focus on that is that we tend to round the upper back a lot instead of where our most mobile joint is, which is where the thoracic spine and the lumbar spine meet. And I can show you later after class on my little skeleton if you want to see why that's the case. And then you can let yourself rest in puppy dog pose once you've done that a couple of times. It's going down to the forearms. Again, you can have the block underneath your head if you want your head a little bit higher, or you can let your head rest on the floor. Your arms can stretch out in front of you if you want to start to open up through the armpits, or you can just have the elbows nice and relaxed if that feels better for your shoulders right now. And this is a back bend here. So you are wanting to try to let your heart drop down, wanting to try to let your sternum, so the front of your chest right in the center there, start to fall more towards the floor. Good, Nadine, you have a little bit of imbalance in your shoulders, so go ahead and take this hand a little bit further forward for me. Yep, okay, and then roll the shoulders around a little bit, and then release your heart down. Good. You can let your head drop down and then stretch yourself back. Good. That's a little bit better. Do you see how you want to come into that side more? See if you can think of stretching this side. Oh, it doesn't move as much. Yeah, try to stretch through the one that doesn't move as much instead of just falling into the one that's super flexible. Good. Another breath in. Breathing it out. And one last inhale. And exhalation. Go ahead and come back up onto the hands and the knees. And then we're going to come forward to lay on the belly. So you can walk your hands forward, come down to your forearms, and then release yourself all the way down so that your head is resting on the floor. And you can have one palm over the top of the other, and let your head rest on your hands if you'd like. I'm just taking a moment to let yourself relax in this position, finding a breath in, breathing it out. Another inhale and exhale. One last breath in, breathing it out completely. We're going to work on doing a shoulder stretch with your right arm out to the side first. So on your next inhale, lift your head. Now you have two options. You can either just roll off to the side, stretching the arm out and give it a stretch there and let your head be on the floor. Or if you want to have your head more in alignment with your spine, then you can place a block so that you have that straight line through your body as you stretch it back. So you can play around and see. I like to do both. Sometimes I like to get the neck stretch, and sometimes I like to feel my spine more in alignment. So you can kind of play around with that. Good. And then you can just roll yourself up and let your head rest, opening up through that shoulder. And your top leg is wherever it needs to feel comfortable for you. So if you want to have the leg straight, you can. If that creates funkiness in your back, you can bend your knee, have the sole of the foot on the ground. Just see what feels best for you, and you can kind of play around with that. See if you can let your eyes relax a little bit more, let your jaw relax, let your neck muscles relax. And as you start to let that relaxation happen through the face and the neck, that'll start to translate into the shoulder softening a little bit more. Good. Finding another breath in. Breathing that out. And then we'll unwind, taking the belly back down so you can start to slide your left arm away, letting your head come back up, little baby back bend as you shift yourself to the other side, moving your block to the other side if you're using it, tucking your right arm under. Really reach your arm out of that left arm, rolling it open. Good, and just allowing yourself to stretch. Big breath in. And breathe it out. Hi, beautiful. I already have a mat set up for you over here, so we'll just come on over. You can wave to everyone who's stretching their shoulders. Your mat's right over here. Good job making it. And I have some blankets for you and everything, so you can set yourself down. Okay, you can do that too. All right, take another breath in here. And then on your exhale, letting yourself unwind. So you're going to come back to your belly. And then you can move your block out of the way. And take your arms back in front, one hand over the top of the other. And just let your head rest down. So again, you're just letting yourself relax. Wiggling out your hips if you need to. Big breath in, breathing it out. Another inhale, and exhale. One last breath in, breathing it out completely. Now we're going to come into Sphinx pose. On your next inhale, start to lift your head and then walk your elbows so that they're underneath your shoulders and your hands are facing forward. Now it's important when we're in Sphinx pose that you feel like your arms are pretty much doing the work, that the angle of the arms are helping to support you. So when you're looking at me from the side, you want to make sure that the elbows are not behind the shoulder at all. If the elbow's behind the shoulder, then you're really having to use your back to hold yourself up, and I want you to be way more lazy. So making sure that the elbows are either underneath the shoulders or slightly in front. And then also other thing just to check in with yourself is we also don't want the elbows out wider than the shoulders. Okay, so if you notice they're out wide, then you want to bring them in. So that might feel like you have to squeeze in towards your chest a little bit there. And then you can notice if your arms are parallel to one another, then you're probably in a good place. So now we're going to release the shoulders a little bit. So drop your heart down, let your shoulders come up, and let your head drop down. Once you're in that position, start to sway your rib cage from side to side so that you can feel your shoulders articulate on your back. And what I always like to think of in this pose is if you've ever watched on TV, or maybe you've actually been to Africa and seen the big cats, that when they stalk, or even just when they're walking, you really see their shoulder blades move on their back and they really articulate. So you can do that now as you roll your shoulders from one side to the other. You can let the shoulder come forward and back and forward and back. And you're really just moving the shoulders around, getting the shoulder blades to slip along the rib cage. Good. I like all this stalking cat shoulder action. Very good. Taking a breath in. Breathing it out and slowly bring yourself back to center. And if your elbows moved out at all as you were doing those actions, go ahead and bring your elbows in so that they're not out wider than the shoulders. And then we're going to push back up into the Sphinx pose. So you push down into your forearms. Start to lift your heart as your shoulders press down your back.
Once you have a little bit of lift there, then claw your fingers into the floor. So I'm actually turning the fingertips a little bit white so I can pull my heart forward, and then you can shimmy just a little bit to get a stretch out of your low back. And now we get a little bit stronger. Push down through the shoulders even more, and then start to open up through the collarbones and the throat. And you're just gazing forward. Take a big breath in. And then on your exhale, let everything release. Elbows out wide, hands back down. Let your head come to the ground and relax. Good. Nice work. Moving through all of that, getting it looser in your body. And let yourself receive the benefit of this back bend, of releasing the shoulders, getting them open, and also building power in them at the same time. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath in where you are. And letting that go. We're going to press all the way up into child's pose. So take your hands so that they are underneath your shoulders. You'll have to lift your head there. Strong arms. Push yourself up. And then stretch yourself back. Again, if you need to have anything underneath your knees, or you want to have any sort of support with a blanket, yoga block, you can do that to help yourself feel more comfortable. So just always making sure that you feel comfortable where you are. Letting your back open. Very good. Do you want to try? Can you let your head rest on the block? Oh. Will it reach all the way down there? Yeah, you can let your arms relax a little bit. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. And another inhale. And exhale. Good. Make sure that your head feels like it can rest on the floor. And then I want you to sweep your arms around behind your back and on top of your low back. And you can hold on to one of your wrists with your hands back there. Yeah. Good. So you're letting your head stay relaxed. I'm just giving your shoulders a nice little stretch, a little internal rotation there. Big breath in. Breathe it out. And another inhale. And exhale. Go ahead and switch which hand you're holding. And then one more breath in. Breathing it out. And then a final inhale. And let that go. We're going to come into downward dog. So taking your hands back forward in front of you. Come up onto your hands and your knees. And if you need to move your props out of the way, you can. Making sure your hands are spread out really nice and wide. Elbows stay strong and straight here. So every time we go into an inversion where the arms are supporting part of the body weight, we want to make sure those elbows are really strong and straight. Finding a lot of power there. Curling your toes under. Start to lift your hips. Press your body weight back into your legs and then shake out your head. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out, and then I want you to bend one knee as you straighten the other leg and get a little stretch through the back of your calf. And you'll switch back and forth like you're slowly pedaling a bicycle. Inhale and exhale. Another breath in and breathing it out. Slowly bring your knees back down to the ground. And then we'll do some spinal twists, and I'll just show a little variation for that as well, because I know most of you guys know how to do it. So if you want to, if having yourself when you're twisted is a little bit uncomfortable to be so low, you can always have a block that's underneath your head. And the reason for that is if you have a lot of tightness in bringing your arm across your own body, then it can feel a little bit overly compressive. So if you see from this side, then my shoulder isn't quite resting on the floor. So I can be up a little bit higher. You may not need that, but you can sort of try it out and see if it's something that works for you. If it doesn't, then you don't have to worry about it. So left hand is going to be on the floor to start, and then right arm comes up, finding a breath in,
And then on your exhale, twisting yourself down, and you're going to come right back up. So we'll do a couple of twists with our breath. Inhale, drawing it up. Exhale, taking it down. One more time. Inhale, taking it up. And then exhale, taking it down. And now you're letting yourself rest. So if you're using your block, you can adjust how you have it underneath your head so it feels comfortable. If you're not, then your head is on the ground. And you're playing around. Anytime that I tell you about a prop that you can use, you can always try it. And if you're like, oh, not for me, you don't have to do it. Oh, like if you were like laying like this, that if you're wanting to work on the compression and that stretch, then yes. If you're wanting to work on your spinal twist, then it would need to be different. So you can go ahead and try that out if you want, if that feels like it would be better for you to just bring it across. Yeah. Just sort of see how that feels. Big breath in, letting that go. Another inhale, and exhale. If you have your arm behind your back, you can unwind it. Everyone taking their top arm right next to their face, and then slowly bringing themselves up. And then switching sides. So you're going to do your spinal twist 3 times, left arm coming up and down, and then finding your arm underneath and resting. So inhale up and exhale down. Again, inhale up and exhale down. One last time, breathe it in and breathe it out. Start to stretch yourself down. And then finding that twist, finding that compression through your arm, using any props that you need, whatever's feeling good for you. Focusing on your breathing. How is that bottom arm feeling for you?
Good.
Is it okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One last breath in. Breathing it out. If you have your arm behind your back, you can unwind it. Everyone taking their right arm right by their face to press themselves up. Inhale, stretching your left arm all the way back up and then taking it back down. We're going to come into our downward dog again. So spreading the hands out nice and wide. Make sure the fingers are spread wide. Palms of the hands are really flat, elbows straight. Curling your toes under, starting to lift up through your hips. And once you have your hips nice and high, shake out your head. Really let your head go. Whenever we're in downward dog, we always want to have a very relaxed neck here. And now we're going to pulse both heels up and down. So on your inhale, you lift your heels a little bit. And then on your exhale, you release your heels down. And do that 2 more times. Inhale up. And exhale down. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one last time, breathe it in. Breathe it out. Good. Coming down to the hands and the knees, and then we're going to walk through to seated. So you can just start to walk your knees forward towards your wrists and then take your heels off to the side, letting your hips come down and come down to seated. Once you're seated, bringing your feet out in front of you. Yep, and if you need to use any props or anything, you can. And then I want you to point your toes so that only your toes are on the floor and your heels are off the floor, holding onto the fronts of the knees. We're going to do more of that cat-cow motion here. So on your inhale, drawing your ribs towards your knees, opening up through your heart and looking towards the ceiling. On your exhale, rounding through your spine, looking down at your belly button. Again, inhale, taking it up. Exhale, stretching it down. Inhale, arch, open up through your heart. And exhale, releasing it down. Good. One more breath in. On your exhale, see how much you can lean back. You're still holding onto your knees. Maybe see if you can get your arms straight. Give yourself a nice stretch and hold there. Inhale. And exhale. Yep, you're just holding. Another breath in. And breathe it out. Now you get to pull yourself up. Big breath in. And then let the feet fall towards one another, the knees open out, and you're changing your hand position so that you're cupping around the front of the knees. Then take a little bit of a lean back. As you're doing this lean back, you're trying to get a stretch through your shoulder. So you're anchoring the arms so that the weight of the upper body can start to stretch those attachments of the shoulder. Big breath in, breathing it out. This is a great place to add in a little neck stretch. So taking your head off to the right a little bit, stretch through that left side and bringing it back to center. Switching to the other side, stretch it out and bringing it back to center. Then see if you can pull your heart up towards the ceiling a little bit more, like you're doing a big back bend, looking up for 3, 2, and 1. Head back to neutral, spine back to straight, and then forward fold. You're just slowly letting yourself walk forward. Depending on how flexible you're feeling today, it may just be resting yourself here. Or you can walk your hands to the floor in front of you and let your head bow down. Just kind of say hello to your body. How is it doing? This is the first time we're doing that external rotation through the hips, so don't be super judgmental of yourself if you're like, woo, this is tight. Just say hello to your hips. Say hello to your back. Maybe you feel the biggest stretch in your spine right now. Another inhale and exhalation. Slowly bring yourself all the way back up. And then we're going to flow with the breath through that rounded shape and through the extended straight shape. So the things I want you to think about as you're doing this are just to make sure that you do get your spine all the way straight. Now, if it's hard to lean forward as much as you would like to, you're also welcome to bring yourself up onto either a blanket or a block. And so that, then when you come forward, there'll be a little bit more of your chest weight will bring you forward. That's especially good if you feel like your legs tend to be up a little bit higher when you're in this position. You don't have to, it's just an option. So once you have yourself all set up, inhale, get really nice and tall. On your exhale, you're going to bend your elbows back as you start to bring your heart forward and then let yourself round down. And then push into your forearms to bring yourself up. Get the spine nice and stacked as you inhale. So now you're just going to keep flowing through that. Exhale as you pull your heart forward and release down. Inhale as you slowly roll yourself all the way back up. Exhale, pulsing it forward. And inhale, rolling it up, using the strength of your back as you come up. Do that a few more times on your own. So you're just flowing through that motion. And you can move or as fast or as slow as you need to. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. And then you're going to go through it one more time And then I want you to pause wherever you need to stretch. So you may need to stretch in your back bend. You may need to stretch in your forward fold. So wherever you need to stretch, either leaning forward or taking it up and back, just hold yourself there. You get to choose. Maybe letting the eyes close, letting yourself breathe. Yes, whatever you need. How can you use this particular shape to help expand your body, release anything that's tight, allow yourself to open? For 3, 2, and 1, if you're folded forward, slowly start to bring yourself up. If you're leaning back, bringing your chest back over your hips. And then everyone taking their hands to the outsides of their knees and helping their knees to close. We're going to go into some half pigeon positions. So I'll show from the side. If you want to still be up on top of your prop, you can. You're going to take, if you're up on the block, you're going to take your right hip onto the block and have your left hip off of the block. If you're not on a block, then don't worry about that. Then the left leg is going to come behind, right leg is in front. And you can see whether or not you like having yourself on the block or whether you just want to have your hips right on the ground. Good. Everyone feel comfy here? Yeah? Okay. So now we're just going to take and relax our right arm off to the side. So you're going to lean off to that right hip. Let your right hand be on the floor. Make sure the palm's nice and flat. Let your shoulder come up. And now we're going to do some shoulder motions. So you're going to press down and the chest lifts. And then release the shoulder up and the ribs drop down. So inhale. And exhale. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more time, inhale and exhale. Very good. Now you can let your right ear rest on your shoulder. So you're letting that relax. So everyone's head should be kind of falling towards the windows there. Good. Your left arm can just relax wherever it feels comfortable. If you want to add in a little bit more of a shoulder stretch, you can even take that left arm behind your back if you'd like, if that feels good. Just an option. Again, you don't have to do it. You can choose to if it feels good to you. You're inviting yourself to breathe. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath in. Letting that go. Now you're going to find that shoulder strength again on your inhale. Start to lift your head. Start to push your shoulder down so you get nice and tall. And then walking your hands forward, take a little bit of a lean. And I want you to do this with a flat spine. So don't think of rounding down. So that may mean that for you, you're going to keep your arms all the way straight, depending on how much of a stretch that is through the front of your hip. And if you feel like your block is not serving you in the right way, you can adjust where you are on your block. You can kind of lift it up, set it back down. Make sure that as you're taking that lean forward, that you feel supported if you're using a prop. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. So now we're going to work a little bit in the opposite direction, coming into a back bend. So you already find extension through your spine when you lean forward. So now you're just going to start to use your back to arch yourself. So that means the chest is going to lift a little bit. You may be able to walk your hands back a little bit. You're just adjusting how you need to, seeing if you can get the spine up nice and tall. How tall can you sit? If you can sit up nice and tall, then you're thinking of opening up through your heart, trying to take the front of your chest up towards the ceiling, and then maybe a little bit of opening through the throat but you're not trying to just hang the head back. So everything's lengthening, a little bit vertebrae by vertebrae. You're getting longer and you're opening up through your whole front body for 3, 2, and 1. Now you can fold back over your front leg in any way that it feels good. So if you want to just do a little lean back forward that already creates a big stretch for you, you can. If you want to come down to your forearms and release your head down, you can. So you're just sort of playing around with where do you want to feel that stretch. And I also want you to release from the idea that if you can go lower, that means that you're better. Okay? Because depending on where you're tight in your hip, going lower might be what you need to do, but going lower might not be what you need to do. So you have to be a detective within your own pelvis and sort of see, how does my spinal shape change the way that I feel the stretch? Where should I feel the stretch for my body personally? Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. We're going to start to come up now. Take an inhale. Find power in the arms. Start to set yourself all the way back up. And then taking your left hand to the back of your left leg, lifting it up. We're going to switch sides. So you might have to scooch your tush on your block, so that you're on the other side. Right leg is coming behind. Now, if you felt any discomfort on the outside of the knee that was behind, when you're on your yoga mat, if I just show from this side, if you felt like, oh, having my knee on the hard floor kind of got a little achy after a while, you can always just scooch your block of where your hip is off a little bit more so that your knee that's back is on the floor. Okay, so now we're creating a 90-degree angle with the front leg. You can have a 90-degree angle with the back leg. So, Margaret, go ahead and let your left knee open up a little bit. Yeah, good. I would put yourself on top of a block on that, on your left hip. Once you feel comfortable how you're seated, taking your left hand off to the side, make sure your palm is nice and flat, and we're going to do our shoulder shrugs again. So on your inhale, you're pushing your shoulder down. You're trying to stretch. And then on your exhale, you're letting your shoulder come up and letting the ribs stretch down. So let's do that a couple more times. Inhale, you get long and you stretch, stretch, stretch. And then exhale, you release it down. Now, if you have tight fascia on your shoulder and arm, when you stretch down, you might be feeling a stretch through your hand, maybe through your forearm. If it feels all nice and loose, great job. Exhale, let your shoulder drop down. Good. One more time. Inhale, you're pushing down into your left arm, stretching it up. And then exhale, releasing it down. And now you can let your left ear rest on your shoulder, or as much as your neck will open up. If you want to bring your right arm behind your back, you can as well. You're trying to let your legs be nice and relaxed where they are, letting your ribs drop down, letting your shoulder stretch up. Maybe closing your eyes and breathing. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. On your next inhale, start to lift your head back up. Release your right arm if it's behind your back. Press your shoulder down. Stretch, stretch, stretch through that arm for 3, 2, and 1, and now we're going to start to walk ourselves a little bit forward. So you can take your hands wherever it feels comfortable for you. When we have the leg in this 90-degree angle, it's a good idea to have your foot flexed. So having your left foot flexed, the foot that's in front. You can be on your fingertips. You can be on flat hands, but you're trying to find a flat back position. So that may mean that you just barely lean forward if that's where you find your flat back. Or maybe you can go a little bit further as you breathe. Maybe things start to release a little bit for you. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Last breath in. Letting that go. Then using the strength of your arms, start to walk yourself back. And we're starting to find a back bend. So don't let your upper body round. You're starting to use your low back muscles. They start to squeeze. Your mid back muscles, they start to squeeze. You may sit up nice and tall, not super difficult. And if you're good there, then you're starting to pull your heart up towards the ceiling as your upper back contracts to find that arch. A little bit of opening through the throat, but don't let it be so much that you feel a lot of unneeded tension in the neck. You're just breathing here. Big breath in. Breathe it out. For three, two, and one, bring your chin back to neutral, and now you're going to fold forward in whatever way that you would like to. That can be diagonally across the body if you want to do that stretch. It can be right in front. You can let your head drop down. Just sort of see what feels good. You're playing around with it. You have the next minute and a half just to hang out in whatever way feels like a good stretch for you. Big breath in. Letting it go. Notice how your breath might be able to help you here. Maybe taking bigger breaths, deeper breaths, so that when you exhale out, your body has a chance to soften. One more big breath in. Letting it out. And then finding some strength in your arms. Slowly start to bring yourself back up so that you feel the weight in that left hip. You can have your left fingertips on the ground, reach to the back of your right leg and take it forward. And then hands on the ground behind you so you can come off of your prop if you need to and hips on the floor. We're going to do three more of our arch and hollow cat-cow motions and then lower all the way down onto our backs. So hands holding onto your knees. Take an inhale. Open up through your heart. Your knees can open if you need more space. Exhale, rounding through your spine, releasing it back. Again, inhale, coming up. And exhale, releasing it back. This last time, how much can you arch? How much can you shine your heart up towards the ceiling? And now starting to lower yourself down for 10, 9. You can change your hands to the backs of your legs. 7, 6, 5. Draw your belly in. 4, 3, you're lowering all the way down, 2, nice and gently, 1. Once you have your back on the ground, make sure that your head feels comfortable. Let your neck sway from side to side, releasing any tension there. And then toe heel your feet out so that they're wider than your hips. You may even feel them out on the edges of the sides of your mat so that your knees turn in. Yep, so the knees come towards one another. Good. This is constructive rest pose. You're just allowing yourself to release. Big breath in. And letting it go. Another inhale. And And exhalation. Final breath here. Letting it release. You're going to start windshield wipering your legs. So just make sure that you have space on either side of your mat, that you're not going to hit anything, hit your props or anything else that you have. And then start to allow your knees to sway to the right and to the left. And so you're just moving the knees back and forth. They're swaying one way and then swaying the other way. You can start out really gently if you need to, and then make the motions a little bit bigger as your body gets more used to it. And if you want to add in to a stretch for the fronts of your thighs, the wider apart you have your feet, then you can start to let one of your knees reach forward and tuck your hip under. If you need to look and see what I'm talking about, you can look forward at me for a moment and just sort of see the body shape that I'm taking. And then you can try that out on your own. Everybody has a little bit of a different range there, but you're really going to let your hip rock off of the floor and reach your knee forward. Yep, good job. And you can make this as much of a back bend as you'd like it to be too. You can really arch yourself if you want. Yeah, good adjustments. And if you feel like you want to stay and stretch in one spot, go ahead and let yourself stretch in that spot now. Maybe take 3 breaths in that stretch. Switch to the other side. Some of you already have switched, and see if you can do what I just did to your body. So you'll do that by the more that you push your knee forward and tuck your sit bone under, that you'll kind of feel that stretch. I'll go through and do everybody's second side too, just so that you guys are even. That would be mean of me to not stretch both sides for you. Breath sounds a little bit quiet. It could be a little bit more deep and relaxing. Good job. Take another big breath in, letting that go. Very nice. And then go ahead and let yourself release by letting the legs go from side to side once again, a couple more times. And then you're going to slowly bring your feet to touch and your knees open and out wide. Now, you guys all have blocks with you today, so if you would like to change the angle of where your legs are, you can take your block down and have your feet on top of the block. Sometimes that's a little bit more relaxing for the pelvis. So if you would like to do that, you can. If you like being where you are, you can just have your feet on the ground. So you can just sort of play around with it, see how it feels. See what feels really supportive for you. Will you lift your feet for a second? Let's see if we can put them up underneath. See if, okay, and then you can set them back down. Does that feel better or worse? Which one do you like better? You can play around with it. Yeah, you can see what you like. You can move the block if you don't want to have it on there. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Go ahead and take your hands to your low belly. And I want you to just take big breaths underneath your hands. So really feeling your breath come into your belly. So just do that 3 or 4 breaths where you're really feeling your breath fill up your belly. Good. Let your hands soften, let your wrists soften, let your elbows soften. And now gently transition your hands to the outsides of your legs and help your knees to close. If you had your feet on the block, you can scoot your block up so that you have it with your hand. And we're going to do a supported bridge pose. So everyone will use their block for this one. So you're going to have the soles of the feet on the ground and hip distance apart. Have your block right next to your hip. Push down into your legs on your exhale and lift your pelvis up. Slide your block underneath your hips and then let your hips rest on the block. From there, you can relax your arms wherever you would like to. They can just be by your sides. You can have the palms up. You can even have your arms up by your head if you want to have them there. Or out in cactus arms, lots of options for your arms. Letting yourself be supported by the block. You want to make sure that where you have the block that it feels comfortable for you. That it's giving you the support that you need. Here's a good time to reconnect with your breathing again. Especially when you're in a stationary pose, that's when you really want to focus on the quality of your breath. You can have a slight constriction in your throat, the ujjayi breath, or you can be simply counting how long you inhale and how long you exhale and try to make that even. So that the breath is the same each time. Take your last breath in and out. And then on your next inhale, you're going to find strength back in your legs. Start to press your feet down into the floor and lift your hips so that you can move the block out from underneath you. Then slowly lower your pelvis all the way back down. I want you to see how slow you can lower your hips to the ground after the block is out from underneath. Just really taking your time, almost like your hips can sink through the floor. Good. Once you do have your hips all the way down, then drawing your knees into your chest and doing little rocks from side to side. Letting it release. And now you should have your block right by you somewhere. With your knees still into your chest, you're going to place your block in between your knees. So we're going to do a spinal twist with the block so that the block holds the knees in alignment. So you really get the twist more in the spine than in the hips and through the legs. So take your arms out to the sides, palms are down. You're going to squeeze your belly and lift your hips and move them off to the right a little bit first. Then your twist is going to be to drop your knees to the left. Make sure you squeeze your belly as you drop your knees to the left, and you're squeezing your block. Now, it's okay here in this twist to let your right shoulder come off of the floor, because we're trying to keep the knees in alignment. So you'll notice if one knee comes back, normally it's the top leg that'll want to shift back. And so then you're getting an opening through your shoulder, you're getting a twist really nicely through the middle part of the back. And that is where the spine has the most ability to twist. Right where that bra strap is, when I was doing the cat-cow motion with you guys, where I touched you to think about opening up. So right in the mid-back there, that's your most versatile vertebrae junction. The most action can happen in all directions. So we're just opening that up, reminding our body that it has a lot of ability to have motion right there. And that gentle little squeeze through the knees is keeping that alignment through the pelvis. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Now coming back out of this, because we're in a pretty deep twist, squeeze your belly in strongly. Push into your left arm and rock your knees towards your face as you roll onto your back again. And then you can wiggle a little bit from side to side. Just release any tension you might have in your low back, top of the hip area. And then moving to the second side. So arms are down, palms down. You're going to shift your hips, move them off to the left a little bit. Squeeze your block so your knees and hips stay in alignment. And then on your exhalation, belly draws in as you slowly twist your knees so that they fall to the right and your left shoulder can come off of the mat. And then maybe you're just checking in with your knees. Are my knees still in alignment? Okay, great. Then I can either have the head looking up or towards the left arm. Letting yourself breathe here. Big breath in, letting that release. And then to bring yourself out, again, protecting your low back, really squeeze your belly in, swing your knees towards your chest. Round your low back as you roll yourself back onto your back, and then you can take the block out from underneath your knees. Take the soles of the feet down to the ground. Do a little windshield wiper of the legs again if you need to, just to release any tension. I know it takes a lot of strength to control that low belly. And we're going to do one more twist. This one will have one leg straight and one leg bent. So bringing your knees back to center. Take your right leg up all the way up towards the ceiling. Point and flex your foot a couple of times. And then with your foot pointed, draw your low belly in and slowly lower your leg down for 10, 9, 8. Keep squeezing the belly. 6, 5, 4. Keep squeezing the belly. 3, 2, and 1. Draw your left knee into your chest. Give it a little squeeze. You can move the leg in the hip socket a little bit. Do 3 circles of your knee in the hip joint. Once you've done 3 circles in one direction, do 3 circles in the other direction. And then you're going to pull your right leg across your body with your right hand, or excuse me, your left leg across your body with your right hand and start to find a twist. So now you get to choose where you twist. If you have your knee further away from your face, it'll twist in your low back more. If you have your knee up closer to your chest, it'll twist in the upper back more. So you're going to play around with that. And you can either focus on having your opposite shoulder stay on the floor, or you can focus on having it come off, because that's how you're playing with your body. You just want to be think of reaching it towards the front of your mat. So you do want a little bit of integrity there, a little bit of stretch. Yep. And it can be pointed or flexed. You can kind of choose. Trying to keep the knee straight is what I want you to focus on primarily. Good. Take one more inhale. Use your exhale to see if you can twist a little bit more. And you're playing around. Where do I want that twist? Do I want it low back, mid back, upper back? And then when you're finished, rolling yourself back onto your back, bring your extended leg up to meet your bent leg, do a little rock from side to side in the hips, and then switching sides. So taking your left leg all the way up, point and flex the foot a couple of times, and then you're lowering it all the way down for 10, 9, 8, belly draws in, 5, 4, 3, keep the belly squeezing, 2, and 1. So now all I want you to think about with that leg that's extended is I'm going to keep my knee straight, bringing your opposite leg in toward your chest, give a little squeeze, and then you're doing knee circles. So the knee circles aren't to circle the knee, right? They're to move the leg in the hip socket. So you're just sort of noticing, what is my range here? Where do I feel tightness? Where does it feel release? Once you've done 3 circles in each direction, squeezing your belly in and then starting to take your leg across your body. And then remembering, if your knee is further away from your chest, it'll twist low back a little bit more. If it's a little bit higher, it'll twist mid back. If it's really high up towards your heart, then it'll twist in the upper back. And you can rock a little bit back and forth to find where that nice spot is that your body needs that twist. It needs to ring out a little bit. Allowing yourself to breathe there once you find that spot that feels good for you. How can you use your leg to twist your spine? Letting your knee fall across your body. And take your final big breath in. Use your exhale to wring out your belly a little bit more. And then bringing yourself back to center, bring both knees into your chest. Big breath in. And breathing that out. One more inhale. and exhalation. Okay, you have the next minute or so to do any last stretch that your body needs. So you can sit up and do a forward fold. You can just lay yourself out. You can do a little back bend. Anything that your body needs right now, you can go ahead and find your way into that shape. If you're ready to just let yourself relax, you can just find your relaxation pose as well. You don't have to worry about what anyone else in this room is doing now. This is just for you. About 20 more seconds. So if there's any last little stretch you need to do, or you're just breathing into the stretch where you are, feel free to do that. Finding your way into your relaxation pose. So maybe that's Shavasana, if you like to have your legs extended out straight, your arms relaxed by your sides. If for any reason that doesn't serve your body today, you can always modify. You can have your knees bent. You can have some support underneath your feet or underneath your hips. You can take a blanket and roll it up underneath your upper thighs if you need to support your back, or put a block or blocks underneath your thighs if you need to. You're letting your eyes soften. Now bring your awareness to your feet. And I want you to just ask yourself, are my feet relaxed? Can I allow my feet to relax a little bit more? Inviting your feet to soften, the arches of your feet, the tops of your feet, all the little tendons, ligaments, everything that connects your foot bones together, they just start to become more relaxed. And then you're going to ask yourself, can my ankles relax a little bit more? If you need to move them and wiggle them to kind of remind them this is what motion feels like, now you can release, you can do that. Then you're going to do the same thing for your lower part of your legs, your calves and your shins. You're just asking yourself, can my calves relax more? How can they release a little bit more? Same thing for your knees. How can my knees relax? How can my knees release? And noticing your upper legs. How can the tops of my legs release? How can the backs of my legs release? Can my pelvis release a little bit more? And I invite in softness into the hips, into the low belly. Can I invite softness into my low back? Can I invite the muscles of the belly to relax and allow the breath to flow easily in and out? Invite the muscles in between your ribs to release and soften so that it gets even easier for the chest to expand and open and relax. invite the upper back to release. Invite the shoulders to soften. You're inviting that wave of relaxation down your arms. Upper arms relax, elbows release, forearms soften, wrists relax, palms of hands and backs of hands release. All the way to your fingertips, get a little bit more soft, a little bit more slack. Inviting the throat, the neck to soften. Inviting the muscles around your jaw to get relaxed. All those amazing muscles that show your smile. Those include the muscles up into the cheeks, by the ears. Softening the muscles around the eyes and the forehead. Letting the eyes sink a little bit more into the skull. And then finally, relaxing underneath your hair, the crown of your head. Even that spot where your head is relaxing on the floor, letting that soften and release. Your whole body melted, releasing. Start to bring your awareness back into your breathing. Letting yourself notice the breath. And then inviting the breath to get a little bit more open, a little bit more expansive. As you bring your awareness more and more into your breathing, you start to imagine that you can draw your breath in, not just in through your nose or your mouth, but almost like it can come in through the palms of your hands and the arches of your feet. As you think of drawing the breath all the way in through all these points of your body, you can start to awaken your fingers, awaken your toes, maybe find a little motion through the hands and the feet. Then start to find a stretch, whatever that stretch needs to be for you. And then you're going to end your practice in whatever way it best serves you. If you feel super relaxed and you want to lay here for a few more minutes, you're welcome to do so. If you feel like you're ready to roll onto your side, you can. Maybe keeping your eyes closed so that you can just honor everyone's own space they have created for themselves. And in these last few moments that I'm here guiding you, think of something that you would like to bring in for the rest of your day, and take your next three breaths to start to infuse that energy into your body. take your last breath, the biggest breath of your practice. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Reminder, we do not have class on Friday or next Monday. So for those of you who would like to join next Wednesday, I will see you then. Namaste.